And I'd like now to welcome Candace Walsh. She is with New Mexico Magazine, is with us many Fridays. Speaking of the arts, welcome.
It's great to be here.
Happy New Year. I haven't seen you for a while.
I know. Happy New Year to you, too.
And to everybody else. I think we get to say this throughout January.
Mm-hmm. Definitely. It's like being a newlywed for a year after you get married.
Oh. Was that fun?
Yes. Twice.
All right, so let's look at what we've got going on this weekend and the coming week. I did want to say Craig Barnes' events at Collected Works Bookstore, he was going to be doing a lecture series, have been canceled or postponed, so people should not be heading over there. I think the announcements have gone out about that, but just in case.
Sure. I'm really excited about IAIA's Writers Festival. It's concluding tonight at IAIA. There's a free reading and book signing by literary juggernaut Sherman Alexie. Yeah,
we love him.
It's free, which is so awesome because I happen to know that he'll be at Popejoy in March in Albuquerque, and it will not be free.
Right.
So definitely take advantage of this amazing opportunity to see this incredibly lauded native writer who hails from the Pacific Northwest.
And he's such a great writer.
I'm sure. And I have a feeling he's a really good performer, too.
He is. He's like a stand-up comedian. I saw him at the Lenzig once, and I can't even repeat on the air what he was talking about, but it was hilarious.
That's it. I'm going.
So what else is going on?
What else is going on? Staying in the writer world, Tuesday at Collected Works, Tuesday night at 6, I will be having the honor of introducing Hillary Fields, who's a local author.
Excellent.
Her latest book, Bliss, is a really fun, light, but heartfelt piece of fiction about, this might sound familiar to many of the listeners, a woman who came from another part of the country to start over in Santa Fe and had, there were things that she expected that were there. There were things that were unexpected that were there. And really positive things that she never could have dreamed of that take place. It's a really fun story of a person going from just flaming out career-wise in a very high-stress city, New York City, very high-stress job, pastry chef for like a star caterer, and having the room and the sort of support to start over in a very beautiful way.
Now, the Jean Cocteau Cinema is one hoppin' place. They've got a lot of things going on, and they have a bunch of movies this week. One of them is called Betty Page Reveals All. Have you seen that? She's the...
No.
The girly magazine iconic image. She was the girl with
the
bangs and the long black hair and everything and the beautiful smile. And that's a documentary that just came out. Glenn or Glenda is going to be there, and with a preview by Trent Zelazny, local author here in Santa Fe. And what else? Let's see. I guess the Game of Thrones.
Yeah. You can watch it there.
Extravaganza is going on there.
You can watch it there. I think I saw that you can watch it there every week.
And it's I don't know what night it's on, but it's free. And oh, let's see, episode 4 and 5. I don't know.
Monday?
Is it Monday? Yeah, it's Monday. Monday
good.
Only. And the trick is not that it costs any money because it doesn't. The trick is getting tickets and getting there early enough.
Is that right? Okay. Okay. At CCA, there are some movies going on this week as well. The Great Beauty, which is an Italian movie, getting lots of recognition so far. And Following the Ninth, a Beethoven film, his Cry for Humanity. Now, I happen to really love Beethoven's Ninth. The movie Following the Ninth refers to that. I feel like, loving Beethoven's Ninth is like loving the most accessible, rewarding item from, an oof. But
it's
hey.
It's easy to love. That's okay.
It's just so transcendent. It's like if you're in a bad mood, turn that on. By the end of it, you'll probably be in a better mood at the end.
And I've heard it's a good movie. I have not seen it yet.
Mm-hmm.
What other movie? Any other movie?
Yeah,
CCA?
I Am Divine, The Truth of the Most Beautiful Woman in the World, now a bigger-than-life documentary. So that'll be fun.
Is that about Divine?
Yeah.
Divine?
It's about The Divine, yes. And she was in John Waters movies, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And then there's a cute-looking film, which I surely would love as a foodie. It's called Haute Cuisine, and it's based on a deliciously true story. So, and then there's In No Great Hurry, 13 Lessons in Life with Saul Leiter, which is definitely something that we Santa Feans love, as we're always interested in continuing education of all kinds.
13 lessons in life. I wonder what they are.
I know.
Wash your hands.
13 lessons in life. Have pets.
Dress warmly before you go out into the cold.
Brush your teeth before you leave, which is what I tell my kids every morning.
I think you're going to have to go to the movie.
I know.
Because we're boring. Linda Larkin and Julie Hawley will perform a duo harp concert at the First Presbyterian Church Sanctuary for TGIF today at 5:30. It's short, it's free, and they perform on folk harps, playing a mix of classical, Latin, and original tunes. Linda's the director of High Desert Harp Ensemble and has a local harp studio.
Excellent. And at Santa Fe Prep tonight, there will be an alumni show featuring works by Peter Sarkisian, Ted Larson, and Elliot Fisher. The reception is in the library from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m.
Awesome.
Uh-huh.
And Opposite Books has, as they always do, sent us a nice email about what's going on. Tome on the Range is the bookstore up in Las Vegas, and tomorrow at 2 o'clock, Elizabeth Rose will be signing copies of her book, Poet Under a Soldier's Hat. That's at 158 Bridge Street in downtown Las Vegas. And Pamela Boyd hosts a free memoir writing workshop titled Tasting Memoir at Opposite Books on Saturday. That's tomorrow from 3 to 4:30.
Yeah, that sounds great. And there's a brief writing exercise that's based on a personal memory. And the people who are there are prompted to do that. And then following that, five-minute readings by of the participants' works. I'm assuming by the participants.
Right.
So it sounds like a really great opportunity to both practice writing and also to practice performing very quickly.
Yeah, really, from the beginning of the afternoon to the end.
Flash memoir.
Right. And Opposite Books is at opposite.com.
Mm-hmm. I want to talk about this really cool-looking one-woman show. I teach with Tanya Taylor Rubenstein, and she helps a lot of people develop their one-woman and one-man shows. But this one is actually by Jennifer Jasper, who...
Yeah, we just had her on the air.
Oh, that's so great. So...
She's... Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, well, just recapping that. She left New Mexico and came back, and she's doing this one-woman show about herself and her family in New Mexico. And that's... at Teatro Paragua Studio at 8 p.m.
And it's, I think, today and tomorrow. No, it's yesterday and today. Never mind. And it's going to Albuquerque. So Albuquerque viewers can go see it down at The Cell in Albuquerque. And it's called, the name of it is, I Can Hear You But I'm Not Listening, which was inspired by her dog.
Oh.
Who always, we know this about dogs. Anyway, what's happening at the screen? Well, of course, tonight, as we heard earlier in the show, is the 15th anniversary celebration. But there's all kinds of other movies with titles like All Is Lost, Sweet Dreams, and The Pervert's Guide to Ideology.
Ooh.
I know. What are they about? The Girls in the Band, don't forget that.
Oh, yeah.
And those are basically the movies this week, and... What they're about, you'll have to pick up a copy of the Pasatiempo or the Reporter and check it out.
If you're still wanting to buy things after December, if you've got some holiday money that you want to spend on yourself, head over to Trader Walt's Southwestern and International Marketplace. More than 100 vendor booths with antiques, folk and fine art, books, jewelry, and snacks are there for you. They're waiting for you at El Museo Cultural. From 8 a.m. to 3 p.m., and I just absolutely love buying local handmade stuff. I'm a kind of a geek that way.
I've heard wonderful things about Trader Walt, but I haven't been over there.
Yeah, we featured this fabulous pair of handmade leather baby booties, like little moccasins that were made by a woman who lives in near Pecos, and we featured that in the December gift guide, and I have to return them, so I'm going to head over there and do that. But, yeah, beautiful work. Really nice setting, and it's warm and cozy.
And where's that again?
That's at El Museo Cultural.
Oh, right.
And very fabulous tomorrow. I think it's probably the very first, Santa Fe's very first LGBT wedding expo at Marriott Courtyard.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, it's from 12 to 5. You can email to get 2 free tickets, or it's $5 at the door. The proceeds benefit the Santa Fe Human Rights Alliance. There's going to be probably around 30 vendors just there showing that they are perfectly happy and looking forward and thrilled to being a part of a same-sex couple's wedding day.
You know, just once again, with issues like medical marijuana and recreational marijuana and, you know, marriage equality and all these things, they're good for the economy.
That's what the articles say and the studies show.
Yeah.
I'm happy to see the community come together like this. I know that Mark Howard Jewelers will be there, and I'm looking forward to see who else will be there as well.
Now, here's another thing. Get this. Notes on Music, the Sing-Along of the Nibelung.
Oh, that sounds so fun.
With Joe Illick, the fabulous Joe Illick, this Thursday, the 16th of January at 7:30 at the United Church of Santa Fe on Arroyo Chamisa Road. I guess he does a lot of his special events there. For more information, 984-8759. You can also go to santafeconcerts.org. And ladies and gentlemen, if you have gone to the Santa Fe Opera and wanted to sing along but just didn't, and it's a good thing you didn't, now you can.
Speaking of Wagner, Sunday at Santa Fe University of Art and Design at the Screen, there will be a broadcast of Wagner's Parsifal, which was originally performed at London's Royal Opera House. That's at 11 a.m.
Excellent.
Mm-hmm. And oh my gosh, how cute. We want snow right now. We really, really do. But since we don't have it, I'm happy that also on Sunday, remember the Snow Poems project last
year? Yeah.
Well, there's a launch of the Snow Poems postcard book at Collected Works from 2 to 3:30. And the local poets featured in this book will be John Davis, Wayne Lee, Jamie Figueroa, Lauren Camp, and Raina Wellman.
Oh, beautiful.
Yes.
So I got a note from the fabulously talented Greg Turner, who is doing a video screening party for Satan's Bride, which is a track off of Greg Turner's latest CD, Plays the Hits. And there's live sets by Turner and Steve Terrell, KSFR Zone and
yes.
Santa Fe, the New Mexican Zone, Steve Terrell. And it's tonight from 10:30 to midnight at the Jean Cocteau. So for those people who are doing multiple things in the evening, maybe you're going to one thing earlier, you can still head over there at 10:30 in the evening.
Excellent. Heading outside, you can do a history hike on Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Cerritos Hill State Park, which is 16 miles south of Santa Fe. You can join local historian Bill Baxter to learn about how the Cerritos Hills area played a role in the settlement of New Mexico. And if it's where I think it is, there's a lot of really cool old mine shafts that are safe to approach, but you look down and it's like, whoa.
Cerritos Hills means hills.
I didn't name it.
it's like
I'm glad about that.
No,
it's like the La Fonda.
Yeah,
hotel.
The La Brea tar pits.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the Santa Fe chapter of the Native Plant Society of New Mexico presents a free talk by Dr. Yvette Guzman on Wednesday, January 15th at 6:30, titled Phytoactives, the Language of Plants. She's a plant biochemist at Northern New Mexico College with a lifelong passion for plants and their healing, medicinal, and chemical properties.
Mm.
And so if you are interested in all that kind of stuff, you can check it out. It's at the Christ Lutheran Church at 1701 Arroyo Chamisa, which is located in the triangle of Old Pecos Trail, St. Michael's Drive, and Arroyo Chamisa, across the street from Fire Station Number 4.
Mm-hmm. Saturday night, there's lots of really cool musical stuff going on. At the Cowgirl, we've got the Bluegrass Newgrass Band Mystic Lizard from 2 to 5 p.m., and then blues rock guitarist John O'Manson from 8:30 p.m. And there's no cover. You could also check out Boris and the Salt Licks, Boris McCutcheon, we have an article about him coming out in our February issue in a couple of weeks. It was written by Pat Toomey, who lives in Albuquerque, former NFL star, whose name might be familiar to you. He also wrote the really successful book, Any Given Sunday.
Excellent.
So, getting back to the original prompt, Boris and the Salt Licks, they've got a new album. They'll be at Second Street Brewery at the Rail Yard from 7 to 10 p.m. They're alt-country Americana.
Okay.
And for an entirely different night, you could go to one of my favorite places, Sweetwater Harvest Kitchen, and enjoy the Hawaiian slack key guitarist stylings of John Serkin from 6 p.m.
I love that kind of sound.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Let's see. At Ronald Feldman Fine Arts, Helen Meyer Harrison and Newton Harrison are doing a show called Global Mapping. And they are the first recipient. Let's put it this way. They got an award for imaginative cartography. And they do these kind of maps that are art projects, but that are very much place-based. There's a reception tomorrow from 6 to 8. And for more information, you can call. Well, you can go to feldmangallery.com.
Is that where it's going to be, at Feldman Gallery?
Oh, never mind. Never mind. This is in New York.
Well, see, we just need to get into that.
Why are you writing to me from New York? X. Unsubscribe. All right.
It sounded really good. I was going to go.
I know. Because the reason I thought they were here is because they were at the Santa Fe Art Institute around the time I first started doing the show, and they came on. We did an amazing show together, and they were doing incredible work. Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, that's okay. Hopefully they'll come over here and show us what they're doing, as many people do, and then we can revisit that. Let's talk about the Screen's 15th anniversary celebration.
Which we already did.
I think we're falling into a pit of, like, wrong city, repetition.
I know.
Give me a coffee.
You know what I did? Over Christmas, I pretty much gave up caffeine.
Me too.
And then I started
having
a little bit, but, well, tea's caffeine.
I know,
well,
but
tea,
la, 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 la.
But it definitely, it has bad side effects, namely not being able to do the show as well.
Well, sorry, everybody. But I will talk about a different city, Albuquerque. On Thursday, they have this really, I'm sorry, on Sunday, they have this really great series called Chatter. And there's a violin and horn recital.
Love Chatter.
Yeah, they're just so great, and they have the coolest venues. And we are writing about them in May. Music of Vivaldi and Stravinsky. Poetry reading by Rich Boucher at the Cosmos in Albuquerque. Find out more at chatterabq.org.
Excellent. And there's all kinds of music going on. Let's see, The Groove at El Farol tonight. Swing Soleil Gypsy Jazz at 2nd Street. At 2nd Street in the Rail Yard. Salsa, of course, at the Lodge. J-Boy Adams with Mr. Sister and Zenobia at the Cowgirl. Ballroom Etc. Dance Party at the Unitarian Church in Los Alamos. Rodney Carrington X-Rated Country at Buffalo Thunder in Pewaukee. And then also Country Night. Maybe that's the same thing over there. And at the Eagles Club in Taos, Ancianos Senior Dance. And Nosotros at Taos Mesa Brewing in Taos. So lots of good things. Peña Flamenca at the Taos Inn, Big Swing Theory. Peña Flamenca is at 4, and then Big Swing Theory at 6:30. I love the names of bands.
Me too. I want to name them. speaking of music, Beats on the Basin's having an installment tomorrow from 12 to 3 at Totem Offs. DJs Federici, Bacon, St. John, and Gabriel Tosti. So enjoy that after some skiing.
And the Democratic Party of Santa Fe has written to us about Santa Fe City Election Forums. And the next election forum is City Council District 2 candidates on Tuesday, the 14th of January, and then on Wednesday, the 15th, mayoral candidates.
Wow.
And where are they? Who knows?
Google it.
Yeah, you have to Google it.
Okay, and on Wednesday, the 15th, we've got some books and talks here. There's a talk at There's a Friends of the Wheelwright book club discussion with Frank Johnson Newcomb, and this is going to be about Hosteen Klaw, Navajo medicine man and sand painter. That's at 1:30 p.m. at the Wheelwright on lovely Museum Hill. Make sure to get something in the Museum Hill Cafe. No charge. And you can find out more at by calling 471-4970.
Now, here it says mayoral candidate race debate Monday, January 15th at the Fogelson Library on the campus of the Santa Fe University of Art and Design. And it's showing Javier and Patty in boxing gloves on the little animation.
That's so fun. Like Jib Jab?
Kind of.
Another talk on Wednesday is the Lannan Foundation's In Pursuit of Cultural Freedom series. Brian Stevenson of the Equal Justice Initiative is in conversation with Liliana Segura, editor at The Nation magazine.
Excellent.
7 p.m. at the Lenzik on Wednesday.
Definitely worth going to. And as you always say, even if you've never heard of any of the people, and sometimes you haven't, and sometimes you haven't, it never disappoints.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on? Let's see. The
Mike
Santa Fe.
Okay. Mike and Ruthie are singing at on tomorrow night, January 11th. Acoustic folk rock singer-songwriters Mike Miranda and Ruthie Ungar Miranda. That's 7:30 p.m. at Gig Performance Space, which is such a cool little spot to listen to music.
And the Santa Fe Concert Association is doing community opera, The Barber of Seville, at the Scottish Rite Center. It's the family concert series, and it's Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's today, tomorrow, and Sunday at 7, 2, and 2. So the weekend are matinees. It's free. No tickets are required. So great Barber of Seville fun with the Santa Fe Concert Association.
Yeah, my 9-year-old went to see that during a field trip with his class, and he really liked it.
Oh.
Yeah. Tonight, Dual Brewing has Bill Palmer's TV Killers, Rock and Roll. Stephanie Hatfield will be there as well, and I can't rave enough about Dual. Belgian beer, Belgian style beer, micro-brewed beer here in Santa Fe. We have such a huge richness of awesome local microbrew.
You know, I have an uncle who comes from Germany, mm-hmm. where they have some of the best beer in the world, mm-hmm. and he buys Budweiser.
Oh.
It's very odd. We yell at him, but he keeps doing it.
Does he drink? Can you buy Budweiser in Germany?
No. I don't know. I doubt it. Who would buy it?
Mm. Maybe he just likes how mild it is. It doesn't have too much character.
You know, we'll have to ask him next time he comes from Germany. Okay, so there's a lecture called Trees, Santa Fe, and Climate Change with Craig Allen, hosted by the Santa Fe Botanical Garden. That's Tuesday, the 14th of January at 6 o'clock at the Santa Fe Women's Club at 1616 Old Pecos Trail. And small entrance fee reservations are suggested. For more information, 471-9103, or you can go to santafebotanicalgarden.org. I had Craig Allen on the air last year, and he's fabulous. He really knows his stuff. He's been working in this landscape for probably 30 years or more.
Mm. On Tuesday, we've got some theater, a staged reading of Tom Noonan's humorous play, What Happened Was, at John Cocteau Cinema.
Oh, yeah, and we're going to have Aaron Levantman on Monday talking about, just a short segment, but talking about that play. I watched it in preparation for talking to Aaron, and it's a movie, and it's also can be performed as a play, and it's really good.
Excellent. Excellent. What's the sort of storyline?
It's basically two people in a woman's apartment on a very awkward first date, but
She's not supposed to have a first date in her apartment?
You know, it was back in a different era, I think the 90s.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Anyway, they had worked together for years and years, and so they knew each other. It wasn't like a total stranger, but they got to know each other in a new way, which is a little bit surprising and a little disturbing and really good.
I think I actually saw that play in the 90s in New York City. Now that you talk about it, I had, like, weird free tickets because I worked in a magazine, and it was good. It was you definitely get to feel a little awkward along with them, but
I know.
Better to feel awkward along with somebody than awkward yourself.
And don't forget, E Pluribus Unum is in Albuquerque. It's the Axel Contemporary Mobile Photo Studio and Gallery, and it's basically roaming around the streets of Albuquerque this coming week. If you want more information, you can go to their website, which is axelart.com, and what they'll do is they'll set up and then take pictures of you, and you can show up holding any object that you choose that's important to you in one way or another, and then they put they give you a copy of the picture, like a printout, and then they glue it to the outside of the van.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Kind of reminds me of Will Wilson's work taking taking photographs and you know, inviting people to show, you know, have a portrait taken with things that are important to them.
Yeah.
He's going to be, a project that he's been working on at site is actually going to be going up on the 17th, which is beyond this week, but worth putting on your calendar.
And by the way, the van is going to be at the Harwood Art Center today, at Winning's Coffee, and then later at the Guild Cinema tomorrow, and then at the Albuquerque Museum on Sunday.
Speaking of the Harwood has two Burt Harwood-related shows up through, I think, the end of this month. Burt Harwood's Lucy and Burt Harwood founded the Harwood Museum with their art collection, and it's a really important cultural center in Taos. So the two shows are officially called The Paintings of Burt Harwood and Single Lens Reflex, The Photographs of Burt Harwood. And there's a quote here in New Mexico Magazine. Burt Harwood chronicled an unrivaled view of northern New Mexico through his honest renderings on canvas and with his camera lens, said Gina Brenneman, Harwood's curator of collections and exhibitions. And in the portrayals, the subjects retain their own identity. So that's through January 26th, so make sure to catch that.
And one last thing, there is a Santa Fe River Trail Crossing public meeting, and it's an informational open house to discuss improvements to the pedestrian and bicycle crossing at St. Francis and West Alameda intersection, and all kinds of people will be there from the city and the design team, and it's on Thursday, the 16th of January, at 5 o'clock at Gonzalez Community School Library on Alameda.
All right.
Lots of good things, and don't forget to go to your local movie theaters and the beautiful public spaces we have, like the Genoveva Chavez Center for Fitness.
Because it's January.
Because January, and you do resolutions for the first 2 weeks, so you've got 4 more days.
I'm keeping going.
Candace Walsh is with the New Mexico Magazine and is with us here many Fridays. Speaking of the arts, it's just great to see you again.
Great to see you, too.
You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Mary Charlotte.